Good evening.
Are you the only one?
Yes, I'm the only one so far.
Okay.
Okay. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Anna.
Good evening.
Has joined.
So we will begin with a listen and then we'll be studying Pasuk 282 in section 20 of Vayera from the Zohar, the Sulam's commentary on the Zohar. Translation A very deep secret was passed on to the wise in relation to this name that is called the heavens. From this secret, the sublime mystery that is called man was created, and the number of a person's body parts is 248. Verse is clear as written, but it doesn't tell us much. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I wondered if Sohabrim has a gematria of 248. I'm sure the next few verses will tell us, but that was my thought while you were reading. Because we had that word quite a few times during the week.
Which word?
The Sohabrim. Although that one is Aramaic, but it's like one of the Hebrew words as well. Because I remember reading it sometime during this week, and I didn't read anything extra, you know, so not since Shabbat anyway. Of course, I could have read it on Shabbat, so.
Let me read Bracha's commentary. I didn't realize. I forgot that I'd put it there.
Okay.
Verse 282 is revealing the deep spiritual secrets given to the wise one, the Tzaddiks, about heaven's involvement upon man's creation. Our physical body grid reflects the 248 body parts, energetically and spiritually, not seen physically by one's eyes, but felt by vibrationally when ignited, or seen by those allowed to have the curtain veils lifted from their eyes to see spirituality. And I'm looking in the
think that, you know, in past many, many sessions ago, it has something to do with the 248 and the 365, which is the, I believe that's what it is, the 613 misspokes or the 613, how they put it, positive, negative, do and don't do commandments, kind of thing. So the 248 is part, you know, like I said, the spiritual enlightenment, which is for the Zadok King. That's the positive side of the makeup of a human being, and that the sinews and the tissues and the is that what that's part of? The 248.
No, the sinews and the tissues, the soft materials, are the part of the 365.
Okay, then it's the other. All right, the joints and the bones and the. Okay.
Right, the bones, the body organs.
Yeah. Okay. I had it backwards. Sorry.
I'm not sure what word you were saying in the Aramaic, because I'm looking for it just to really verify the 248 or have a discussion about it.
Right. Well, I think it's coming back to me. I think it was a phrase that had to do with something about Abraham, through Abraham or something. It was one of the probably already.
Oh, okay.
Was enabled to be.
The Ibaram is the word that's in chapter 2 of Genesis, and it's the same letters as Abraham, and it has a gematria of 248, and it has to do with creation.
Has joined.
Okay, so there was something there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that actually. That is a very big secret that is explained in the Zohar elsewhere, not in this verse. And it does relate, because Ibaram is saying, I forget the direct translation, but it's essentially saying it was created like this. Or not, actually what it's saying is that for Abraham,
right.
Creation was for Abraham, essentially, is what the Zohar explains.
And also, when we were doing Slikot, there was the word secret, and that was going to be one of my questions for question and answer night, what secret was being hinted at. But then when all this happened with storms and evacuation and going to the hospital for 2 weeks, you know, with Tony.
Right.
I never got into it. So every time I see the word secret since that time, it's drawing my attention. You know, of course, there's lots of secrets, but in other words, that's a word that if it keeps following me around like that for months, then I know that I get a little piece here and a little piece, puzzle piece there, and then it comes together. But I'll have to find them. I put the Slikot booklet next to my chair so then I could go back to it when I get time.
Okay.
So secret is one of the words I'm kind of looking for.
But the Hebrew for secret is sod.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
The word for secret in Hebrew
is
sod.
Yes, yes, I know that. I don't know if this is the proper place, but the other day when we were talking about North and Malka was questioning it, and I had said that one of the Ari's commentaries had struck me with North, and I had taken notes on it, but I didn't remember which one. Well, I looked it up today, and I found it, so on the Yeshamud site. And it was during the 3 weeks, and it was called Teachings of the Ari by Isaac Loria, Holiness and Reincarnation. So, and I see why the notes, because North was being a metaphor for, well, I don't know if it's a metaphor, but it's what was, I guess, the reason why I wanted to remember it, that it had to do with Gehinnom and the Gan Eden coming from the north. So it was kind of something new for me. The north always has meaning for me because of the tribes that were on the north side. I've identified a lot with Asher and Naphtali, being with Dan on the north. But this was new information about the north. So since Mark asked about it, and I found my notes, but I didn't know where to look for the handout. But then I just did a search on the Yishim website, and I caught it because you had a sentence that showed up about the north having to do with the breach of the north. And it also gave you, it was from a scripture from Jeremiah, and I've been drawn to Jeremiah for several months. I did a study a long, long time ago. But anyway, I've said enough. So I have that information if you want me to send it to you, or just send it to Malka since she's on the line.
Send it to me also, please.
Okay.
So what, today's time, what are we talking about, the North Territories? What is that? Who are they? What are they?
I'm not clear on the question, Martha.
Biblical times, North would be God, and Ali is what, you know, Hannah just said. But today, in the territories, you know, been renamed, the cities and the territories renamed. So what is considered the North point? I mean, with spiritual, and that temple was in the North, and I can't, a long time ago. I can't remember what part of the temple was in the north.
yeah, are, but, you saying, like, are you saying the word met?
North, N-O-R-T-H.
Direction.
The direction of north is connected to Gibberah, it's connected to judgment.
Okay.
And Gibberah and Isaac and fire. But Jeremiah says that evil will emerge from the north. But it turns out, let's see, I have things like Siphon, which is north, hidden away, refers to Gan Eden. That's in Psalm 17:14. I mean,
right.
You go on and on, and you see that Gehinnom and Gan Eden are located in the north. And that was new for me. So that was why it was important for me to make a note of it. And,
okay.
You know, so since she asked, not only that, you know, we don't face our dead to the north if it's possible. You know, there's other things having to do with the north. But I've always
right.
been puzzled as why Asher, whose daughters became mates for the priest, and Naphtali, I've always felt like my grandparents' side, my mother's side of the family was from the tribe of Naphtali, why they were placed with Dan. And, you know, so those are questions that were personal to me. So anything new with the North, and especially since I had gotten back on the book of Jeremiah since the summer, and, you know, and already had years of collection and a CD of the story of it, you know, so it just was all kind of working together.
I
she wanted to know about it, and since we had had that with the Ari, and I had made the notes, I knew I had the information. So anyway, I can get that to you both.
That's great. Okay. Thank you. But my next question, if we're standing in Israel and to the north, what territory is that today?
Well, we're studying it in the book of Joshua right now, but I think Tana just says it has to do with Naphtali and Asher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the tribes were. I think they were the last ones to march too.
Right. No, Dan was the last one to march.
Which one?
Dan.
Well, see, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher were the three together.
Right.
In the north. But then I guess judgment would go along with Asher if the women were going to become mates for the Kohanim, and the Kohanim, the Levite tribe, you know, had to do with Gevorah. So it all, after a while, it all begins to fit.
It all relates to Gevorah.
Yeah. But evidently Hashem is going to take that and turn it into good at the end, because he's going to let that hidden away become a positive thing.
Judgment is good. Human beings think judgment's not good because they see judgment as the effect of their negative actions.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment is good because it provides the positive effects for your good action.
Well, I think it goes along with today, with what is looking like negative things, you know, the virus, the upside down election returns, all that. But these are all going to work for good. I mean, that's how I see it. But I do think it has to do with the end times.
Okay.
And I don't know if end times is the word to use, but
some say that the North United States.
Well, in Song of Songs, we get the north wind blowing and the south wind, you know, is mentioned. So there you go again with right column, left column, and hopefully getting to the middle column. I hope I didn't mess you up with today's lesson.
Well, it's not a question of messing up today's lesson, because I don't have a prepared lesson. What it is, I'm looking for a Chevruta style study with the group, and that's what we're getting.
Okay.
You know, you ask questions, we answer, and we go where it takes us.
So
yes, Monica.
So again, which territory are we talking about in today's time, the North? Or is that a question to ask? Is that a physical question to ask? Yes, it's a physical location versus the spiritual location. So if we're talking about what's your north node, and I know we're talking about spiritual based on your birthday and the time you were born and so forth and so on.
Your north node is the place where the moon crosses to go above the ecliptic. Without going into details, which will be a little bit difficult to describe. The North Node represents the life lessons you came into this life to learn. The South Node represents the mistakes you made in your last lifetime. So you need to correct the mistakes from your last lifetime. And that's associated with the south node, And where is the south node located in the charts, in your houses, in the signs of the zodiac? So the south node, every person is born with a different south node, and then the south node defines the north node, because the mistakes from the previous lifetime sets you up for the life lessons to learn in this lifetime. And the north node, so it represents, since you're learning life lessons, it's learning, it's associated with judgment of how you perceive the experiences of your life. And your south node represents, connects to Chesed, which is loving kindness, because Hashem is giving you that opportunity to change yourself and to make tikkun for the mistakes you made in your last lifetime.
Okay. So it's a spiritual language that we use, not so much
it's astrological language, but it's essentially it's a spiritual goal, the life lessons you are to learn, and the correction of making tikkun for the mistakes of your previous life.
Okay.
So yes, it's spiritual language, it's astrological language. But it's part of our understanding of the way the Torah's what the Torah has to teach.
Okay.
Now, obviously in our modern age, people do not accept these teachings of the astrological influences, or they've forgotten about them, and so they walk around the world and interact with each other in a frame of ignorance. But if you want to know what your life looks like, read the North Node in each of the months. And I can tell you where your north node is, because it's essentially about an 18-month period of time. Everybody born in that same 18-month period of time has the same north node.
Okay.
So you all travel together spiritually. You reincarnate together because you need to work with each other to achieve the same tikkun. And to learn the same.
Excuse me. I think it's strange the way the timing is, though. You know, like I see with Judy being my cousin and finding that out when I was 50 years old. And then meeting Malka when I was in my 70s. I mean, and even when I met you, you know, so it's mystery, secret.
Well, it's not that they're secrets, yes, but it's concealed wisdom, which is him. It's grace.
Yes.
Because, you know, we are slowly revealing many of the secrets, many of those aspects of concealed wisdom. And I think we do it in this class, in the Deep Zohar class.
We do.
Because we start to focus on different aspects when we go into deeper levels rather than just accept the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I so frequently say that the verse is clear as written, when it really isn't clear, but it is. The words are English. We can put them together this way and we know what it's saying, but it's not really clear in the connection to the depths. to the deeper aspects.
Well, being the North Node takes 18 months. And people that are born in that cycle, why 18? I know that's life, you know, Gematria is life, 18. So that's the question that popped up in my mind. Is it?
It's exactly the answer.
Okay.
Why is it an 18-month cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Because the life lessons you are to learn is what gives you eternal life.
Right. Okay.
Or at least 300 years.
Yes. 100 times 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, there's 400 aspects of negativity, and there's 400 aspects of positivity, and that totals the 800 aspects. And the number 8 connects to Bina, which is the energy store. So it all ties together. It's all how we find unity is through these relationships of things. And as you find unity through the relationships of things, you find unity in the relationships of people. A lot harder to maintain unity in relationships to people than it is to relationships of things.
Good evening.
We're out of time, so.
Okay, if I get a chance, I'm going to find that verse in Slicot with the word secret, since it refers to verse 282.
Okay.
And since we don't meet until Monday, that gives me time. Just to bring y'all up to date, the doctor didn't take out the stents today. He decided that he's going to put him to sleep in a day surgery next Wednesday and remove them then and do more extensive looking at the kidney. So he's still not feeling too good.
Yeah,
means another week wait, you know. So he needs a lot of attention, a lot of help right now. So
is it just in the one kidney or both?
Well, the one kidney has a spot, and what that means, soft tissue, that I don't remember the medical term, and that kidney is swollen, and that kidney tube, the urethra, I guess it's called, had a stricture. But he was so sick because, you know, we were evacuated, and that by the time we got back, which was only 3 days, I'm so glad it wasn't 12 like before, or 16. And so he was too sick. They didn't want to put him under anesthesia very long. So all the doctor did was put the stents in. He didn't want to keep him sedated and do more investigation. So now he feels like that's what he'll do next week. So, and that'll be the week before he sees the kidney specialist. So I figure all that is Hashem's timing. And I've learned not to worry about it or be concerned, just help him where he needs help. And
right.
And try to keep my cool. I guess I better say do a lot of binding by striking would be the better terminology. So,
and may we all say that Tony should have a refuah shlema.
Yeah, thank you.
Shalom gadol to everyone.
Okay, shalom gadol. Thank you. Okay, I'll send that to you by email.
Okay.
and I'll duplicate it for Hanok. Okay.
All right.
That's a good question. Thank you. Seems like we need to know a lot about north modes and south modes and rising, you know, signs, and we've got to get into more astrology. I don't know if it's the time, but it's coming. So, okay. All right. Hope to see y'all tonight. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.